Hello again. For those who were not around in the beginning, welcome. Welcome back. Welcome back, yeah. Are you fine with the scorching heat of the sun outside? Me, not. I love the comfort in this room. Yeah. My house is like an oven. And maybe if I'll stay longer, I will be cooked. Yeah, my cooler is not so good. It's an old model, and it's not really working very well. And I can't really stand being in that house for a long time. So I think my electricity bill is soaring high. 24 hours cooler with matching fan. It's so hot in Japan. Yeah, but thanks God we're still kicking and alive. So thank you very much for praying for all of us. So I believe everyone's praying for everyone. It's really tough to be here in Japan with this heat wave. I think it's the first time I heard from the news. For a long time, Japan hasn't experienced this kind of heat. And I feel so sad. Summer. Okay, it's summer. We also have summer in the Philippines, but not this kind of summer. Well, anyway, yeah. Thanks God you're still healthy, and you're still healthy. Trying to be healthy. hydrating ourselves with water. And please continue to pray for those who are living in the areas who do not have water, like Kure. Some of the areas in Kure also. I have been chatting with Winker, and she said they still don't have that water there. So she still has to travel to Omar's place and Winker and Stars' place to just to cool herself off. It's quite far. Some of the areas also already have water, but yeah, thank you for praying for them also. It's prayer and testimony time. I'll go ahead since I'm already here. I'm going to ask for your prayer. I'm leaving for the Philippines on Tuesday. Yeah, to spend some time with my family and with my son, and also to settle something, pending cases. Yeah, I hope it will really be better this time. So continue to pray for me, for wisdom, and of course, wisdom on what to do and how to really work things out for the rest of the month. So I'll be there from Tuesday until August 28th. That's too long for others, but too short for me. Yeah, thank you for praying for me always, and please continue to pray also. Another thing. One of my friends, I think I shared it with the Mitaki group to ask for a prayer for her mother. Sadly, her mother passed away. And I think there is a negligence from the hospital side, because it was aneurysm, and aneurysm should be dealt with really promptly. But they tried to delay it, and supposedly the operation was scheduled on a Sunday, but I don't know what happened, but the doctor said, we will reschedule it on Wednesday. The mother died on Tuesday afternoon. So it was so sad and so sudden. Yeah, please continue to pray. By the way, her name is, her real name is Ariel, but she's a woman. Ariel in Filipino, but because her name is maybe from the area Ariel in the Walt Disney character, So Ariel, so it's a woman. They traveled from one place to another and brought the body of her mother to their hometown. So they are now in their hometown and trying to do some, how do you call that one? We call it vigil in the Philippines, vigil. So spend time, wake, yeah, on the wake. I think it's already about a week now. Yeah, continue to pray for the strength. They're actually Christians, but of course there are relatives and families also are not Christians, and they try to really, the blame is, the blame game is on. So please continue to pray for them, that they will really have that unity in the spirit. Yeah, I think that's all for me now. And so who will come next? Raise your hand. I'll give you 10 points. Sorry.
Good afternoon, Fernando. It's just a reminder, it's a testimony and a reminder. There is a volunteer, they are looking for volunteers for the disaster, and I have two telephone numbers, so I was supposed to print the bulletin today, but Jim made it before me, so I print Jim's bulletin. But next week I'll put the numbers, and if you want to know, I'll let you know. And then just this flyer, I want to give you, whoever wants to take it, just a reminder of the bazaar on the 28th. You can come at 12 o'clock and buy or sell, and everything will be given to the for the disaster. So just as a reminder, it's in Japanese, but you can keep it the 28th.
Please continue to pray for our daughter, Amy. She was supposed to be baptized this morning. She had some physical issues. She couldn't have the baptism, and she's feeling very discouraged right now. They want to reschedule another baptism for her, but please pray for her that she'll be encouraged to get another rescheduling to have her baptism. Our son, Micah, nothing's really changed with him. His attitude is about the same. Toshie had a conversation with him this past week, and he also seems very discouraged, and he can't really see his future now. We ask you to continue to pray for our son Micah. Thank you.
Hello everyone. I'm Miwa. I have a prayer request. Pastor Hiroshi and his wife, Harumi-san, get sick now. Please pray for them. Be yokunaru yoni. Yes. They have a maybe Friday night they happy he had eat sashimi, and I think it was a little bad that he had heavy headache and stomach ache. So they please pray for them.
Another reminder for the service in Oasa with the Stadhams will be on the 12th of next month, not next week. I think Pastor Kevin said about the 28th, but it's not going to be on the 20th. No, Pastor Chris, sorry. Okay, tall, handsome Chris. Yeah, Pastor Chris said something about the 28th, but I think we'll change to the 12th, so just remind.
My name is Grace. I request your prayers. Since we moved to Hiroshima, we have our neighbor who has been very good to us. And he's not just my neighbor, he's my colleague because we work together and he's a doctor. And the house is not so immediately close to us, but they've been our neighbors because they've been there for us all the time, like when we have emergencies, because living in Japan, of course, I've lived in Japan now. This is my 10th year, but there are still so many things I don't know, especially when I have emergencies. So, like, I always have this Japanese family which I can always call, and even when we have emergencies, like 2 weeks ago, yeah, when I receive any alert, I have to call them to confirm what it means or what we should do, because they're just two houses away from mine. So, and of course, they also help with Joyce. Usually when I'm unwell and I can't do anything for Joyce, they will take her and stay with her. Like when I went to United States, they stayed with Joyce throughout that time. And they are close, so it's very convenient also for them. They can take Joyce to school during the day and do their stuff. So they have to go to United States this month until March next year. And yeah, so just pray for us, because probably God wants us to connect with other people and make new friends, but we also pray for them. They don't speak English so much, and it was like a sudden decision for them also. They have to go, like the whole family. They are two teenagers, and the mother and the dad. The dad is a doctor, and he's doing research like me, so his English is good, but for the rest of the family, they just had to do an intensive English study within 2 months, so that they can go and be able to attend school or something. But it's really tough for them, you know. Because I remember when I came, I used to tell the lady, one day your husband will go abroad. She used to say, dame, daiko ku dame, you know. Because she really. Bye-bye. You know, she's one lady who never imagined that she can go and live abroad. So, of course, So I would basically talk to her only in Japanese, but she never had interest in English. But I used to just make a joke to her, because her husband being a researcher and somebody who will travel to attend international conferences, I used to tell her, you never know. And she just said, dame, yada. I don't want to leave Japan. I don't want to leave my house, you know. So this year she was kind of embarrassed when she came to tell me they are going to the United States. She just came and said, she just came to my house and she just sit on my sofa and do like this. Grace-san, American Iku. You know, because it's like she's also embarrassed that something she really denied and disliked finally has come to her, and she has to study English, so many things at the same time, and they have to buy so many gadgets, all the what are they called, dictionaries and translators and something and all the apps that you can ever get to help you. But anyway, I pray for them. I've been praying for them. They are not yet Christians, but we pray sometimes together. I give them the Bibles. I just pray that God will connect them to some people where they are going. And the interesting thing is they've been very helpful to me. So when they were going to United States, I thought if God could help me be of any help to them, because so far I don't think I've helped them anything much, but they've really been helpful to me. So I prayed that God will help me be of help to them. So I did, I think it was just a miracle because they are going to Chicago. So I just remembered one of my friends we studied together in Niigata University actually lives in Chicago with her. She's from Nicaragua, but she married an American husband and they live there. So this was like kind of a connection because they don't know anything, an apartment or something, and they have to move there. So I just thought of contacting my friend. Of course, she doesn't know so much because she just moved to the United States also. So I just contacted her so that she could help them at least find a suitable address and apartment and something. But what I didn't know is that she knew a Japanese fudo-san. Yeah. So it was really such a divine connection because all as soon as she got my email, she said, they're Japanese, they're moving here, perfect. I have a Japanese fudo-san who helped me find my house, and this lady will help them find everything, the school, the house, the shops, everything they need. So all she did was give me the contacts, and I gave them the contacts of this lady. So from that time, this lady has helped them. They already find apartment. They already find everything, the school for the children, and just everything. And they've been just so grateful. I'm not the one who helped, but kind of God wanted me to help them settle there. So right now they are going, they are at peace because somebody already helped them to find everything they need in the, to tell them about the best neighborhood. Of course, they are concerned about security and such things. So this lady has been telling them everything, and especially in Japanese, so they didn't have any worry because she's going to receive them from the airport, take them to the house, take them to buy the car, everything, you know. And of course, to them, they think like I've done all that for them. But me, I know it's God who did, because I have always asked myself, the way they've been so kind to me, what can I ever do to them? I never knew that they will be moving somewhere and I can be of some help to them. So please pray for them. They'll be there until the end of March next year. The name is Tsuge, Tsuge family, T-S-U-G-E, Tsuge. Yes, and I really desire that they can know God. Their children attend Christian schools, I think, but they totally show no interest. The farthest they could do was to drop me at the door of this church, and they are not even stepping the church, you know. Yeah, but they know I'm a Christian. I've given them Bibles. I pray with them. I encourage them. And who knows, God will connect them to somebody. Because they told me, we don't want to talk to Japanese people when we go there. We want to improve our English, so we would love to make American friends. So I pray that God will bring them American friends who will, yeah, help them know about God or go to church or just learn something before they come back. Thank you so much.
Hello, my name is Mihoko. I'd love to see Grace's friend's family, Tsuge-san, because Mikio and I did enjoy really 2 weeks in America. Yeah, they are friendly and very kind to us. Yeah, everything was so good to us. Mikio and I wanted to live there, not just travel for 2 weeks. Yeah. It's amazing. Motainai for Tsuge-san to, they, when they think they don't want the wife, doesn't want to leave for America. I'd love to go instead. I'd love to see Tsuge-san's wife, if it is possible.